This is a blue level one thinking type. It is evidenced by the presence of the freckles or the dots. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them in the eyes, and the white neurogenic fibers emanating from the pupil. Even all of the waviness or the undulations or the variance in color in the white fibers, where they get darker in between those areas, are not interpreted as lacuna. Those are just neurogenic fibers. The technical term for them is rarefactions, and they're aberrations or openings or closings where the fibers get white and tight, like at about 2 o'clock, or they disperse towards the periphery where the eye gets a darker blue. So the category of this type is thinking, and it is thinking combined with the empathy or sensitivity that those fibers create. Think of the fibers like cat whiskers. So they make this person sensitive to their external environment. But remember, they're the thinking type. And because they're the thinking type, they need to know, understand, they need to take the time to think and figure out. They like more information. In fact, these types are information gatherers, and they are disseminators of information. They are networkers. They're the nurse, they're the librarian, they're the networker, they're the healer type. So they're very sensitive people. The sora, or the dots in the eyes, they create a left brain analytical, logical, strong, and strength type of an approach. That approach would be considered masculine because it is active, it's doing, it wants to take charge, it wants to know, it wants to understand. Let's face it, this type likes to be in control. And they're really good. They're slow to get started. They usually require a cup or two of good coffee in the morning, start those engines. And they're slow to get going, but they have a tremendous overdrive. Once they get going, they'll follow through with the details. They're very accountable. They're usually very dependable people. When they get stressed, they can become frustrated or overwhelmed. And that's mostly due to the abundance of the neurogenic fibers that create a sensitivity that they can't. It's almost like a vacuum cleaner being stuck on high, where they're taking in all of this information all the time. They're taking in the energies in their environment. So airports and shopping malls and some of those areas can be difficult for them. They don't have to be. But because there's so many different conflicting energies, they take them on without even trying or making any effort to. And then the mind actually comes in and tries to process them. They can get overwhelmed and frustrated and need to isolate and have their cave time in order to sit and ponder, think, escape into a good book or a movie. They love mental stimulation. And they can just relax. So their lesson in life is learning to let go of all of this control, to allow and to feel at a deeper level, not just what's going on with everybody else, but what actually is going on inside them. And to be able to ask for, and a big part of this iris structure is the lesson of learning to receive and learning to respond in the moment based on the energies that are calling forward, not some pre-designed plan or habit or ritual or the way it's always been done. So the gift when these types learn and choose to let go is the experience of being more in the present moment, following not the mind's rational thinking, literally their intuition, higher self, you can call it whatever you want, that's guiding them and inspiring them all the time. They're willing to take more risks. And in fact, they are willing to initiate, they're willing to make mistakes, and most of all, they're willing to laugh and play along the way to get into the joy of their hearts and the innocence of who they are. So let's look at 4 examples of this type in pairs and go over some of the more subtle nuances and variations of this type. In these 4 pairs of eyes, the distinguishing factors that we'd like to look for is the density or lack of density in the neurogenic fibers. Where the fibers separate and become less dense, the eyes are going to appear to be more blue. And where the fibers come very close together, they're going to gain almost a whitish color. We want to look for the presence of the dotted pigmentations, and their precise locations are going to reveal specific lessons about their life, and where they're going and what they're learning and what they signed up to learn based on the IRIS positions chart that we will cover later. Beginning with the pair in the upper left, you're going to need to zoom in on these eyes because the sora in here are very light colored and very on the surface. They're a very light orange, and which means they're present generation. This is probably going on this lifetime and very big for them. And depending on the age of this person, generally speaking, these dots will darken over time. Not always, but many times they do, particularly as they appear in an eye like this. They can take several years to form and develop. And that time of development is anywhere from about the age of 2 to about the age of 32 or 30. So if we look at the locations, you can almost feel a kindness and a gentleness to this person. There is a softness to the patterns in the eyes. And so on the outside, they are going to be very soft, service-oriented, and amiable. On the inside, and when you get to know them or in their relationship, that masculine side of the dots that are influencing the personality become a very strong factor influencing how they show up in relationship. When in fact, they are the strength. They are generally the stability in a relationship, generally more responsible, more sensitive. This person has a couple of patterns that when you zoom in on them, we'll just go over. And if you look in the left eye or the eye on the right side of the screen at about the 8 o'clock position and in the right eye at the 4 o'clock position directly across from each other, you'll see two spots. And those spots are indicative of the area of spirituality. And it means the person has most likely had a life dedicated to religious or spiritual commitment in previous lives. It could be that they have that in this life, but in fact, they're quite psychic and have gifts to access these kinds of power. That isn't always such a great thing because with power comes responsibility. And this type has a great concern slash fear of hurting somebody or doing the wrong thing. Because the thinking type person has a fear of being criticized or making mistakes. So we don't want to hurt anybody or we don't want to create any ill will because those fibers or that sensitivity would have this person feel it actually more than the person experiencing the pain or as much. And that's not okay for this person to initiate. In the right eye, there are several forming spots at 9 o'clock, at 8:30, and at about 8 o'clock. And these are all in the area of nurturing, which means that this is a hard worker and this person is never going to give up, or likely not for a very long time. Let's go to the pair in the upper right. Once again, we have to zoom on these eyes to see where some of the dotted pigmentations are. In this eye, there are two fairly major ones, although they're quite light, that sit in the right eye at the 245 position and about the 230 position. What's also interesting about these eyes is the autonomic nerve ring is quite actually introverted, but it's jagged, which means it's extroverted. And in the lateral side of the left eye, almost the entire half of that outside portion of the eye has sawtooth ridges in it, yet the inside of the eye and the rest of most of the eye is smooth. And what this does is it means that because this is the masculine thinking type, it's moving in the long term towards the right brain. It's normally slow, methodical, controlled, analytical. It wants to take time and not rush into anything because it tends to get overwhelmed quite quickly because of its sensitivity. And yet, the medicine that it's longing for is the connection to the feminine and, as a child, the mother. So the relationship with the mother is going to be very erratic. There are highs and lows here compared to the rest of the consistency in this personality, which is a very, very interesting dynamic. We need to see how that played itself out in this person's life, but I can assure you it's going to be very big how their mother could trigger them or make them reactive more than anything else, or a girlfriend, or as a man, a girlfriend. Doesn't matter if this is a man or a woman, it's that pattern with the mother. If we use those two dots in the right eye, they're in the area of the voice and they're in the area of the counseling listening area. So this person is going to be a natural healer counselor towards men. And yet, while learning this lesson of how to speak up in the presence of a man. So the old adage prevails here. We teach what it is we've come to learn. Let's go to the eyes in the lower left. When a blue eye gets very, very white like this, it means that there is an over-acidity in the body, and that over-acidity has to do with internalized feelings, and there is a kind of a bitterness. Now, this person, because of their sensitivity, is generally kind and caring, and yet they're internalizing this something inside that's oxidizing or rusting or aging their cells. And because of the dark blue ring around the outside of the eye, they're having trouble manifesting and getting into the physical body and getting out of this almost prison they feel like they're in. And they're going to store a lot of energy in the belly of them because that's the seat of emotions. And this one is more analytical, controlled. It's not going to be emotionally expressive. In fact, it's not going to relate to the word emotions too well. What it is going to relate to are self-images or beliefs because this is more mentally focused kind of disposition. Let's go to the pair on the lower right. And this blue eye is the fibers are much more open, more allowing. They're breathing a lot better. You can see the presence of the dotted pigmentations at 5:30 in the right eye, which is one of the most classic places for a thinking type person to have a spot. Because that's the area of self-esteem. And if you look in the left eye in the same area, you'll see some darker blue openings and almost a lacuna trying to form there, more of a rarefaction. But this is a double pattern around the self-esteem, which means their own identity. They're going to be very sensitive to judgment or criticism. And because the dot in the right eye is right on the ring and in the mental area, there's going to be an anxiety, almost a sensitivity because of their perceptiveness that they're going to get in trouble. So the big lesson in this type is learning to initiate, learning to have an opinion that may be different than somebody else's, and being willing to agree to disagree, which will create a lot of peace and harmony without anyone compromising themselves.